Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The airline industry in China is beginning to show some signs of a rebound after being hit very hard by the coronavirus outbreak that has led to thousands and thousands of canceled flights. The outbreak is continuing to affect travel around the world. Let's bring in Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
Okay, so what are these signs of a rebound in China?
Well, Chinese airlines have been adding back domestic flights. And not only that, but reports from very recent days, I mean, we're talking past 2 or 3 days, are that the flights are rather full. They have load factors, as airlines call them, of, you know, 75-80%, kind of the usual loads. Now, because not all the flights are back yet, that doesn't mean that 75 or 80% as many people are traveling as is usually the case. But that's a good sign of people starting to get back to life there, even though the coronavirus scare is very much present.
Well, and what about international flights? Because on a lot of airlines, they've canceled all their flights to China.
Right. And that's going to take longer. I mean, look, airlines around the world are going to be reluctant to restore flights for as long as governments around the world are warning people against non-essential or even all travel to China. And then even beyond that, things always look worse from farther away. So it's just going to take time for travel to rebound. If we think back to 9/11 in the U.S., very different situation, a tragic one, too. You know, Americans kind of began to go back about their business at a time when people around the world were still afraid to travel to the U.S. That's just kind of always how it goes. It's what's happening now with China.
I'm supposed to take a flight next week, and I just keep watching the seat map just open up and up and up, I guess, as people are canceling their flights, though. So maybe we're not there yet in the U.S.
Yeah. And so if we kind of use what's going on in China as a proxy, even though obviously every situation is different, that could be what happens. It seems like right now the bigger impact, there are some people not flying, but there are even more people not booking. People saying, you know, I would fly today, but I don't know how things are going to look a month or two from now. And that's why you see airlines saying, well, if you book now, we'll let you be flexible, right? And so you could imagine the part of the travel demand softness that's just sort of fear. Right. Travel as a sector obviously is one of the most impacted by the coronavirus scare. But the part that's the fear, the part that's kind of like people clearing out the bottled water at the wholesale warehouses, right? Even though I'm not sure what bottled water is gonna do for us if we get coronavirus, those of us who have access to clean municipal water, that part of the scare is the kind of thing that if things just kind of stabilize, even if coronavirus is still around, maybe a month or two from now, people just kind of move on from it in the way that people in China are beginning to do. But we'll have to see.
Let me just ask you about one more thing. There's been a dispute between the CDC and airlines over collecting information from international passengers related to COVID-19. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, the CDC is asking airlines to share more information about passengers, to share contact details that they usually don't provide to the government, you know, email addresses, that sort of thing. Airlines are saying, look, government, you've got that information in various databases anyway, and other countries around the world are managing without putting that responsibility on the shoulders of the airlines. So airline CEOs meeting with Vice President Pence, I mean, it's gotten to that level to try to iron this out.
Well, and in fact, the president stopped into that meeting today. So it's actually gone all the way up to the president of the United States and the CEOs of the airlines. Seth Kaplan, Here and Now transportation analyst. Thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.